Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment of meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see your heart as it is filled with this healing energy, allowing all heavy, negative, or dark energies to be released, filling your heart with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see the light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it moves in all directions throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, filling your lungs with healing energies, allowing for the lungs to be full of vibrant energy, giving you more life, more vibrance. Continue to see the light as it fills each and every red blood cell that passes through the lungs and the heart. Allow this light to move to every extremity of your body, carrying healing energies with it. And now see this light as it fills the chest completely, moving up into the shoulders, down into the arms, the elbows, the forearms, the wrists, moving into the palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see the light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self. Continue to see this light as it connects you to the divine you, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. Continue to see the light as it moves down into the diaphragm and the stomach, activating healing within these organs of digestion and deeper breathing. Continue to see the light as it moves into the small intestine and the large, continuing to activate healing through the absorption of your light energies and your nutrients. And now see the light as it moves into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect health, perfect alignment with the universal forces of creation, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now see this light as it moves into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing energies to these parts of your body that are focused on release and regeneration, completely filling you with light and courage and wisdom, allowing you to release all energies physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally that no longer serve your highest good. And now see the light as it passes through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health. Continue to see the light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, that anchor you and ground you to Mother Earth, allowing for you to release all excess energies through these cords, to allow Mother Earth to use them, to recycle them, to create something beautiful. Continue to see the light as it fills your body, as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath. See it as it moves through the pores in your body. And now you are surrounded in a beautiful healing bubble of white light. This light is your protection. This light comforts you. This light heals you. Continue to see this light as it grows around you, as your bubble of light spreads and fills the space, the room in which you are in, allowing for each and every color of the rainbow, the frequencies of the third dimension, the colors of your chakras, to fill this white light completely, becoming brighter and brighter with each and every breath. And now the space you are in is filled with colored light, healing and bringing balance to the atmosphere, the animals, the people, the space itself, raising all in vibration who come in contact with this energy. And now see the light as it moves out through the walls, easily passing through any obstacles, moving out into the greater environment, into your city, your village, your town, allowing for healing energies to continue to spread in a circular fashion throughout this space. As it comes in contact with any life that is willing and desirous of connecting with this light energy, it raises them in vibration, frequency, healing all that comes in contact with this light, love energy. Continue to see our light as it now spreads throughout the earth, where we all connect together in oneness, in celebration of our knowing that we are one being having a myriad of experiences. Allow our light to connect as we grow stronger in this knowing, in this oneness, in this reconnection. Continue to see our light as it grows brighter and brighter, as we remove all illusions of separation. Continue to see our light as it now flows through the earth, moving deep into Mother Earth, connecting with our subterranean family, as we all reunite our energies and grow stronger in the light, raising Mother Earth in vibration and frequency, healing all beings on this planet that are in alignment with the higher frequencies. Continue to see our light as it grows brighter and moves beyond the space of the earth out into our atmosphere, healing the air that we breathe, the air that surrounds the earth, the ozone layer, all of the force fields and energy fields that surround our bodies and the earth are now healed and raised in vibration, protecting us from any frequencies, vibrations, energies, or thought forms that are not for our highest good, dissolving them easily as they come in contact with the light. And now continue to see our light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it moves out into the space surrounding the earth, again connecting with our universal family of light, continuing to move into the multiverse, where we reunite with our family, wherever they are, any time, space, dimension, parallel reality. We are one, we are love, we are source. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family, for sharing your light with me. Now, let us receive the messages from Spirit for the Butterfly Clan through our Sacred Path readings. These are the people of the air element that are known as the Butterfly Clan. Remember, we are activating the vibration of the number 5, which is all about transformation. Our intention is to assist you on your journey of transformation. So these readings will help to guide you through the challenges and opportunities for growth that your elemental forces are offering you at this time. So these readings can be in effect for the next 5 weeks or 5 months. We are striving to become the fifth element in a state of mastery over our lower selves. Now, before we get into our messages for the Butterfly Clan, I want to remind you that even if you were not born at these times, these readings are still for you. They are for an aspect of you because you are a part of the sacred hoop of life. And that means that everything is you. The readings may resonate more with the people that were born at this time, but you must also remember that you have a rising and moon sign as well that may also be related to one of these groups. The advice is good for all of us, no matter when we were born. But it will always be of a greater significance to those who have a stronger connection to these elemental forces and directions. Spirit wants us to get into the habit of seeing ourselves as one entity, connected and unified. We must begin to shed the illusions of separation and realize that everything is an extension of us. So please enjoy the readings, and I pray that they assist you in some positive way in your life to help you navigate your awakening a little bit easier. So now let's have a quick review of the overall reading for the Butterfly Clan, the Elemental Clan of the Air. Again, you can find the full readings on all the clans in episode number 26, titled Ancient Egypt and the Sacred Tarot. Butterfly people, you are made of the raven, otter, and deer people. Your challenge has the vibration of the number 3. Your challenge, Butterfly Clan, is to go on a vision quest. This is a time of new directions or the strengthening of your present path. You are being challenged to clarify your vision at this time. Now, this is the overall challenge for the Butterfly Clan, for the Raven, Otter, and Deer people. The remedy, you're being told to enter into silence and remove all outer distractions. You're being encouraged to seek the help of your ancestors, your guides, and spiritual allies, so that your choices will be reinforced with their wisdom and assistance. The animal totem that can assist you at this time is the bear. The bear represents courage, strength, tenacity, and wisdom. And some of you may be asking the question, how can we reach out to the bear? How can we receive assistance from the bear? And what you will do with this energy is connect to that which is within you. Because once again, everything is a part of you. So you want to go into meditation and you want to focus on going to the bear. And I did this to prepare for these readings today. I went to the bear and it was very beautiful. I had not intended to do that when I was getting the cards ready. Spirit told me to go into meditation and seek out the bear. And so I did. And it was before I actually began to do the readings. And as I found the bear in the middle of a forest, I offered him a basket of berries. And we sat on the blanket. And immediately, the bear began to give me a message. And I thought, wow, that was very interesting, because I hadn't planned to do that before your readings. And then I started the readings for the Raven people. And I'm going to share with you that what you received, the cards you received, Raven people, and I am a raven, was the message of the bear. And I was just speechless, really. But it is constant confirmation that this is real, that we are truly connecting to the wisdom of our higher self through whatever archetype or totem that we choose to. And for me, I had to sit back just a few minutes and really say, wow, that was pretty deep, because that's exactly what the bear told me. So now let me share it with you. Raven people, you are composed of air and your secondary element is fire. You were born between September 23rd and October 23rd. Your challenge has the vibration of the number 5. And 5 is all about transformation and complete change. Your challenge is making sure you are rooting yourself to Mother Earth in order to restore yourself. It is also a challenge for you to find the balance and to give not too much of yourself. Because the problem with Raven people is they're always trying to help other people. And that can cause them to give too much of themselves. So your challenge is to find balance with this, to help others, but not to give too much of yourself. You must learn to nurture yourself through your connection to the earth in order to give without exhaustion. You are in a powerful time of transformation in your life. And so you must rest and restore yourself. You must do what you need to do to restore yourself without apology. Bear's advice is to take time alone, if needed, and go into nature to restore yourself. Take a walk in the park, go sit by the water, or take a ride into the countryside. You need some alone time to just recharge your batteries. Bear says to do whatever you need to do to restore yourself. Be good to yourself and do not apologize for taking time for you. And this message was very clear. Remember to look deeply at where you are placing your roots in life. Seek out the guidance of your higher self and your spirit guides to assist you with clarity and vision. Your challenge is truly learning how to take time for yourself and not to give too much to others. Your sole advice or remedy is going on a vision quest, which is actually one of the readings for your entire clan. You are being encouraged to seek the help of your ancestors, your guides, and spiritual allies at this time, so that your choices can be reinforced with their wisdom and their assistance. Seeking your personal answers is the key. You must seek out the answers from within yourself. And trust your inner knowing. Trust your intuition, because this is the way that you find your truth. Then you must act on it. Once the message is given to you, you must then act on it, because this is the only way transformation can begin to happen in your life. You can't just have all this wonderful wisdom in your head and it's not being used in your life. That's the first place that you put it into action. But in order to do this, in order to understand the messages that are coming through you and to you, you must first release any inner confusion or doubt. And that is a big advice for many of you, because you question the answers when they come. So this will not allow your truth to emerge when you're constantly questioning, is this the right thing to do? And that is why you need to start to learn how to use other tools. And again, the dowsing rods are recommended. Remember, in seeking your answers, you are now willing to accept them when they come to you. So recognize the answers when they come and accept the help of your loved ones, your light family, your higher self, your inner knowing. It is always going to be a confirmation for you, because you already know what to do. You just keep doubting it. Now for the otter people. You are composed of air and your second element is water. You were born between January 20th and February 18th. Your challenge has the vibration of the number 18, which equals the number 9. And 9 is all about completions. Your challenge is to remove discord from your life in order to grow. They're telling you not to feed into the negativity. You are being challenged to learn from your life lessons. And once you learn those lessons, move on. Don't keep going over them and beating yourself up. Let it go. And begin to create beauty and abundance in your life. Rise above the drama and increase a sense of unity within yourself. Don't give your energy away to petty arguments or disagreements with people who lack unity within themselves. Because at this time, you may be seeing this more than ever. Because a lot of people are facing their own shadow, their own darkness. This is what the collective is going through with Pluto in Aquarius. And so, Otter people, you may be experiencing this more at this point. And first, you have to overcome that discord within yourself. And then don't allow others to draw you into their own battles. Because basically, that's what it is. People are only mirroring what is within them outward. And if you're nearby, then you just get pulled into it. So that is what the ancients call lacking unity within themselves. They're in a fight with their own inner self. So strengthen your connection with Great Spirit by keeping your eyes on the goal and your feet on the sacred path. Remember that any challenges to your inner peace or sense of unity will only strengthen your resilience and your inner connection to Great Spirit. Your soul advice is you can overcome any challenges to your sense of peace at this time, as long as you stay unified within the self. Don't allow others or any situation to shake your foundation. Acknowledge all of the good medicine that you have in your life. And that means sometimes you need to think about all of your blessings. Because many times when we face challenges, we forget about how blessed we are and we allow the negativity to take over. So they want you to acknowledge all of the good medicine that you have in your life at this time. Connect with the element of fire. That is another soul advice for you. The element of fire at this time will increase your passion for living. Use the fire within you to fuel your life with energy. When you are in balance, you have a natural zest for life. In Otter people, you know when you are out of balance because you do not have this zest anymore. Your fire is not burning bright. You can walk into a room and raise the vibration when you are in tune. You make everyone feel the fire. You make everyone feel excited about life. So you must find the balance if you see that something has knocked you off of balance. Find your inner fire and refuel it. Don't allow it to burn low. Reconnect by sitting next to an open fire. And if that is not possible, then simply burn some candles to reconnect to the element of fire. This is going to help you greatly with your journey at this time, Otter people. And now for the Deer people. You are composed of air, and your second element is earth. You were born between May 21st and June 20th. Your challenge has the vibration of the number 9. So this is all about completions and endings for you, Deer people. Your challenge is to balance your life and to lighten up a bit. They're saying that you're taking things a bit too serious. So learn how to balance work with play and sacredness with irreverence. So sometimes it's good to just get away from things when they start getting too serious. And remember to take a break. So if you are uptight about anything, you must release those energies first before you can move forward. Stop holding on so tight to life. Don't be afraid. Let go. Remember to trust Great Spirit and know that you are being guided through these times. These are the times when you truly have to connect and you are truly being guided by your higher self. So reconnect to your inner child and remember how to enjoy the simple things in life. Your challenge is to not get so serious about life. You must always remember to laugh and look at the lighter side of things. Don't allow your joy and spontaneity to be extinguished by anything, because the heaviness of life can get to all of us. But remember, anything that comes your way, you can deal with it because you are the Deer people. You bring the joy. You bring excitement. You bring the appreciation of the small things to everybody else in the sacred hoop of life. So remove anything that takes your joy and remember to reconnect to your higher self and to your inner child. Your soul advice at this time is to let go of something that no longer serves you. They're saying it's time for you to sacrifice something. So if you have a belief in lack, then it's time to sacrifice that in order to attract your abundance. If you are sleeping too much, then it's time to sacrifice some of your sleeping hours in order to move about and get things done. You are being asked to give up something in order to stand in the truth of your own convictions. Giving up false beliefs can change the worth in your life. Releasing your shadow energy is also being called on at this time, and this will make space for more light to enter into your life. Your level of healing depends on your ability to let go and trust. And I hope these readings have helped all of you in some way, because remember, each and every one of us can hear this advice and use it somewhere in our life. I thank you for listening. And again, I pray that this helps you in some way. So now, after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the mystery that surrounds letters and ancient symbols. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. We will now begin a deep discussion about letters and ancient symbols. So one of the first things that we need to understand and understand is that we have not been taught these things that I'm going to share with you. We have not been taught about where we got our alphabet or the letter system that we use from. So for me, this information was fascinating when I found it. And it confirmed many of the other pieces of the mystery of this puzzle that I had been looking for at that time. So this is information that can be found in the book titled The Sacred Tarot by C.C. Zane. These are mystery school teachings. And as we go forward, we will connect with a lot of information from this author. And we will discuss who he was and many more details about the parts he played in devoting his life and sharing this information with the world. I honor all of those who have gone before us and who devoted so much of their life energy to keeping this information alive, so that we could all have it today at this time when it is needed the most. In the opening of this book, The Sacred Tarot, C.C. Zane begins this deep subject by making the reader aware that we must dive into the doctrine of Kabbalicism in order to find answers to many of our mysteries. So he begins by breaking down the meaning of the word Kabbalah. This signifies traditional knowledge and refers to oral law as handed down from antiquity. It embraces the occult traditions of all lands and all people. And remember, occult simply means hidden. So these are hidden traditions that you can find from every land and all people that have been on this planet that we know of. And we use the word Kabbalah to refer to this information. So the use of the term is often used to refer to the esoteric doctrines of the Jews, which again means the doctrines that are only known or understood by very few. But in fact, Kabbalah has a broader meaning. And this term also includes the doctrines of other races. These secret doctrines were common to other lands and people, but were jealously guarded and kept from the common people for thousands of years. These teachings were never permitted to pass into writing, except in very ambiguous terms. This was done to keep the secrets from not only those who were disrespectful of sacred things, but also to baffle the uninitiated as to the true meaning of the doctrines. In this sense, C.C. Zane tells us that the sacred books of the world, including the Avesta, which is the book of the Zoroastrian Persians, the Vedas, the ancient sacred books of the Hindu culture, and the Bible, which is known to us today. These are just a few of the books. These are all largely Kabbalistical, as they set forth traditions that are capable of an inner or esoteric interpretation. In fact, there are several interpretations possible for all of them. And we are told that the Bible is a coded book, the Bible code. And if you don't understand the coding, then you will read it as stories. And there are various levels of understanding, and that doesn't mean that all of it is not true or that some of it is not true. But it does mean that these things came along at a time when the truth had to be hidden and things had to be given in secret messages. So there were many different forms they were given in. And some, in a lot of traditions, they were given to us as stories. And you had to understand the deeper meaning of the story. Now, if you were uninitiated, you would just take it as face value that they were talking about this individual and their family and this time they were living in and so on and so forth. So you could get various meanings from these different doctrines, depending on how much information you had. And in fact, there are several interpretations that are possible for each and every one of them. So as each interpretation that is given reveals a deeper truth and is only known to those who have advanced knowledge of the sacred path, of these ancient teachings. Now, the Kabbalah has two divisions, the written Kabbalah and the unwritten Kabbalah. Now, I talked about this before with you, and we were talking about the secret messages and the ancient secret mystery school teachings and how many things still haven't been written down. They're still shared orally. So we have some traditions that we receive through written means, through some scrolls and books and carvings and so on and so forth. But then there is that which is unwritten. And as it relates to the unwritten version of the Kabbalah, this applies to certain knowledge that has never been entrusted to writing. It is only communicated orally. And so it is passed down through these secret mystery schools that still exist today. This is what I was referring to when I spoke of this in an earlier episode. Some information I can share the source with you, as in a book, but much is not written down. And in this case, you will have to do your own research in order to confirm or verify some of the ancient wisdom teachings that I will share with you. Now, a point I would like to make here is the unwritten Kabbalah, like the written Kabbalah, is set forth in symbolical language. So they use symbols. And everything is up for interpretation. And it's based on how much knowledge you have. If you can break down the symbols, if you know what they mean. So it has been purposefully done this way in order to confuse those who are uninitiated. Now, there is a time on this planet when there was a huge separation. And today, it's less so because more people just are completely unaware. But there was a time when there were those who knew and those who didn't know. Clear division. And most that knew were the high priestesses, the high priests, depending on what cultures you come from, those who carried the ancient wisdom within them. And then again, you have the royalty. And as we come into more modern times, you have those that we call our religious leaders. So many of them received these ancient messages and this knowledge that was passed down. But you must remember that everything is given in symbolical language. So it's not just clear. There's always a mystery around it. And you have to understand what they're talking about. And in order for you to understand some of the deeper meanings, you have to have deeper knowledge of various subjects. And everything is up for interpretation. So if you misinterpret something, that is, say, we're given all these different prophecies, and many times they are misinterpreted. And you say, well, how and why is this misinterpreted? How did this come to be? It's because they didn't understand what it meant. So it gets misinterpreted, and then it gets passed down, and it continues to get passed down. But when we go back, and this is why we must go back in time, and we must begin to study things that rooted in the past, because that's where we get our modern understandings from. And many things we have been taught, we have been just given the very surface understandings. And some of it is completely inverted and not true. But how can we know unless we go back to where it all began? And so this is what we attempt to do. And that is what you do as well in the ancient mystery schools. You are given a lot of information. And then it's on you to begin to do your research. Nothing is just given to you. And that's basically how the universe begins to teach you and makes you to grow up. You must begin to reach and study and invest time in your wisdom, your money into these things, into your seeking, because it's not just given to you. So it is all done on purpose that way in order to help you to grow, in order to help you to seek out answers. And as you find more pieces to the puzzle and you start to put them together, then you begin to see, oh, wow, this is a completely different picture than what we have been shown. So it's very interesting. And I suggest that you begin to take some notes. And I love mysteries. So this is always fascinating to me to share these things with you and to encourage you to begin your own study into ancient knowledge and ancient wisdom, because you will find so many amazing pieces. You will learn so much. So just remember that it's been purposefully done to create a sense of confusion for those who are uninitiated, because it will cause you to misinterpret what the information is about, and that was the whole purpose of it, so that you don't know what they're talking about. It's like secret messages that are being sent from one group to another or one person to another. And actually, that's something we used to do way back in grade school. We started our own language, a group of us in fifth grade. And we did it because we were passing notes in class, and our teacher would always be catching us when we would be passing these notes. So when he would find a note or take it from one of us and he opened it, it just looked like gibberish. He didn't understand at all what it meant. but we would still get in trouble for passing notes. But it was just for those who knew the language. And so many of the children, they wanted to learn, but they just weren't willing to study because we really created a whole nother language that we really could talk about a lot of different things. And so, again, you must take the time to study. So if you have limited knowledge, you will never be able to figure out the true meanings of these symbols. And this is why this information was carried on and passed on through the mystery schools, because they are mystery teachings. And that means many different things, as you can see. So C.C. Zane tells us, the few who undoubtedly exist at present, who have received the oral Kabbalah, most of them do not know its true meaning. They are in as much ignorance as the majority of those who study the written form. And the written form, of course, could be passed on from person to person, and it could get into many different hands. But that which is unwritten cannot fall into as many hands. And so it's even more specialized information. It's more esoteric information. So the secret mystery schools can pass on the information, but then the students are left to their own devices to interpret it. And because the true keys to its interpretations are found in the proper application of astrology and the sacred tarot, which have mostly been distorted or misunderstood, most people have floundered at arriving at the true meanings of these ancient texts. Because the knowledge of how to truly and properly apply astrology and bring in the information of the sacred tarot has been lost, especially today. Very, very, very few people have any idea about esoteric astrology. And very, very few people know anything about the true meanings of the tarot cards that they use every day, how many layers they have. And we're going to go into that because, again, it is fascinating. So whether the information was written or unwritten, the Kabbalah is a philosophy correlated to esoteric astrology as exemplified by the ancient sacred tarot. They are intertwined, and you must know esoteric astrology, and you must know the true meanings of the ancient sacred tarot in order to begin to solve some of these mysteries. And so you see why you give your life to these studies, because it takes a lifetime to really begin to understand and understand these things. And it can only be comprehended fully by those who perceive the true relation between astrological energies and their tarot exemplifications. So you have to know how they go together. Okay, so now that you have this tiny bit of foundation under you, because again, it's such a deep subject and we have so much to talk about. Today, we are just going to tap on and touch on the information about our letter system. But you must have some bit of foundation into this ancient knowledge that we're going to talk about in order to begin to understand how deep it is and what we are talking about when we go into the ancient symbols and the letter systems. You have to have just a general idea of where all of this came from. So in the Kabbalistical system, each Hebrew letter is not only a number, but in addition, it represents an idea. So you remember that we are taught that our language roots back to the Hebrew language, but the Hebrew language roots back to other languages as well. And we'll get into that at another time because it's a totally different subject and is absolutely fascinating. But we're going to go back today to the Hebrew language. And so, you know, when we are studying the Bible or some of the ancient texts that came, were first written in Hebrew, that these had to be translated into our modern day languages. And so we needed a lettering system. So this is why we have to go back and look at what the Hebrew letters were, what they represent, and how layered they are. So in this Kabbalistical system, which is that secret mystery school understanding, the Hebrew letter was not only a number, but in addition, it represented an idea. The Hebrew alphabet as a whole contains 22 letters, and we get our 26 letters in English from this. These are divided into three groups by the Kabbalist. So their 22-letter system is divided into three groups. The first group contains the three mother letters, and they represent certain general principles from which the other letters are formed. So the first three, or the first group, has three letters in it, and they call this the mother letters of the language. And then there are seven double letters, and finally 12 single letters. Now the three mother letters are Aleph, Mem, and Shin. And we know them as A, M, and S in our language. But in the ancient Hebrew, it's Aleph, Mem, and Shin. Now, Aleph represents the plane of spirit. Mem relates to the astral world, and Shin to the physical world, where all is given form. Now, remember, these are called the mother letters to the language. So everything that is within the Hebrew language is either represented by Aleph, Mem, or Shin, which means it has a spiritual meaning, it has an astral meaning, it has a physical meaning. So therefore, the three mother letters correspond to the ego, the soul, and the human form. The ego, the soul, and the human form. Now, this alone is some really deep information, because when we look at our letters, we're not taught anything about this. We just learn A, B, C, D, E, F, G, that sort of thing. We know nothing about the depth and this precise meaning that connects to the ego, the soul, and the human form. And unfortunately, this is where we have to take our break, and we'll tune into this information next week. I'm so sorry, you guys. I thought we had a little bit more time, but we will get back into this. I promise you, it is so deep. It is so deep. I thank you for joining me today. Please tune in next week as we continue our discussion on the Mystery School's teachings to receive all of the information you've been looking for to transform your life. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.